We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome to Overton Night America. Wow, the Sunday night first show of the week edition. I don't know what it was. I was so sick on Friday. I got some kind of stomach bug, and I was pretty much on my back taking it easy all of Friday, which is a good and bad thing. It's not fun to be sick, but man, I couldn't think of a better way to spend the weekend than having no obligation other than to lay around. Oh, was that part of it was nice. But, oh, you know, the liquid's trying to escape you from every side. That's not fun. But the other part of it was okay. And I got to thank my wife and kid for being just so cute. My son didn't want to get him sick. They just had their own bout with sickness 2 weeks ago. And I didn't want to get them sick, so I tried to stay away from them. And my son, as cute as can be, was saying things like, I really miss hugging you. Hurts, breaks my little heart. You're things like that. So this past weekend, I spent a lot of time just scrolling, watching videos, and I found myself watching more and more conspiracy videos, which, it's just what I do. I don't know why. After you watch one, they recommend about 50. And it's hard to get away from them. And I'm basically just begging for things to watch as I'm, you know, dipping in and out of sleep because I'm just kind of tired and I know that rest is going to help. But I also know that I can't stay too far away from a bathroom. So I'm just kind of hanging out and, you know, just waiting until my stomach says get up and get in there immediately. So while I was doing that, I started watching a couple of conspiracy videos and, man, there was all kinds of good ones on there. Nazi time machines and things. Man, I went pretty deep down the rabbit hole on this one. It made me wonder if there's any good regional conspiracy theories. It's funny because you just heard Walter Sterling. He does, you know, Walter Sterling on Sundays here on KMOX. And I messaged him and we talked on Saturday briefly. And I was telling him about some of these conspiracy videos I was watching. And he said, oh, here's a good one for you. He's like, you know, Fort Knox probably doesn't have all the gold. No, you know, everyone says Fort Knox has all the gold. Probably not. You know where they probably keep the gold? The basement and underground of the arch here in St. Louis. They said he was probably moved right around the time they built the arch. They say the arch is as deep as it is high. So what are they hiding under there? Hiding in plain sight. That was his conspiracy theory. It's like, ooh, that's a good one. I wonder if there are conspiracy theories. You know, there are some other people that believe in the conspiracy theories in this region. People, and a very common one is that the arch has some sort of weather shifting property. So whenever a storm is coming through St. Louis, it'll just basically dissipate as it moves around the arch area. I get that. A lot of times you'll see that in large areas. Pretty much everyone has their own theory about how weather will move around their city. And there's some, like when I was living in Lima, Ohio, it was the BP bubble because there's a refinery there. And they said the bubble helped move some of the major storms away from the city. Here they say it's the arch. The arch plays its own way of manipulating the weather. So I looked online. You know, there's a lot of UFO sightings here from St. Louis. There's a couple of them in the last couple of weeks. I've never seen a UFO here. Normally, when you think of UFO sightings, you're basically in the middle of nowhere, a cornfield, and then you see the lights up. But just recently, there was one posted on January 20th in Springfield. Very fast object, followed formation, unknown shape. There's one here in St. Louis, the start of the year, January 4th, rectangle. One elongated rectangular drone-like UFO with red and green blinking lights traveling west well above the tree line. That was here in St. Louis. Someone saw it. Said it lasted about 20 seconds. There was another one in St. Louis about a month before on December 2nd. Enormous strobing rectangle lights moving across the sky, extremely high speeds. only lasted about 5 seconds. You know, so people see things all over the place. And I looked online, too. There's a couple of recent Bigfoot sightings here in Missouri as well. Are there any good local regional conspiracy theories? You know, Illinois, Missouri, you know, in this area. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Because as I was watching in laying down and not moving much this past weekend to just try to get myself better for tonight, because that's what I do. It's just when I go home, I'm just treading water until it's time to come back in here. So when I was waiting for that, I get down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories and I just wait and I wait and I find that, man, there are so many of them out there. I should have known Greg would be the first to call in. Greg, what's going on?
Good evening.
Yes.
No worries, City of St. Louis and County of St. Louis. It is I, Greg, the patriotic political pontificating pundit, running for the Board of Freeholders, having an update for you.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're talking about regional conspiracy theories. Mm. Well, don't you worry. If I'm on the Board of Freeholders, I will not let that happen. The Better Together situation. I have some information for everybody. I've been looking this up.
Mm.
Yes. Now, in Louisville, what they have been talking about, All right? They have a statute, revised statutes, 67C, where they had their plan together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their plan together was from the vote in Louisville by the county surrounding and the city of Louisville. It took them three times, and it was city-county vote, not state vote. Started in 1956.
Yeah.
Didn't pass. Finally passed in 2000.
Yeah.
Now, what happened was the mayor, Abramson, and his friend, what was it? County executive Harvey Sloan. They got together and they made a compact, kind of similar to, I'm thinking, what Better Together has. What they did was they got together. They still had a county and city vote, people. It is I, Greg. I do not need a treasurer. All I need is your vote to be on the Board of Freeholders. Please vote for me. Please tell Stenger I'm ready and able.
I don't hear the conspiracy in there, though. What's the conspiracy?
The conspiracy is they're trying to throw it down our throats.
Oh, you don't need a state vote. That's the okay.
You don't need a state vote.
So I was hoping you're saying someone was a lizard person, like maybe
you were talking how you were sick over the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, well, on one's perspective, I feel like all this happening with the statewide vote, something going down my stomach, and then on the other side, something going up my rear end.
Oh.
I'm thinking, wait a minute, don't sell this to me. Let's delve into our own future. Why does this have to be a statewide vote?
Yeah. Okay. Good to hear from you, Greg.
Have a great one.
Hey, bye. That's not the type of conspiracy I was looking for, but it works out pretty good, I guess. You know, I always wonder, too, what if there was something buried underground the arch? You know, just think about everything that was going on around that time it was built. What if Fort Knox's gold was under there? Wouldn't that be something? And this is what happens. One conspiracy video down, a million others pop up, and boy, I have a hard time saying no to them. There's all kinds of time travel ones. They love that Nazi bell, which was apparently Hitler's own time machine. There was one I watched where it said Tesla in the past had invented a time machine. That's the only way he was able to invent all the things he did. He went to the future, saw the future, and then came back and invented what he saw. And they said he had that turned over to the government or something. That's crazy. I'll tell you what. You have any good regional conspiracy theories, things around this area you'd like to believe in? Or maybe you've seen some UFOs lately. Are you one of the people that called in the UFO sightings from St. Louis? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Let me tell you about this Bigfoot sighting in the spring of 2018. Smittle Conservation Area near Grove Spring. Let's see. He says, I know it wasn't a bear. Having said that, I don't know what to think. hunting with his hunting partner, went to the Smittle Cave Conservation Area to scout and see what conservation has cleared. They crossed the creek about 150 to 200 yards off. They see something giant. They said it basically glided out of view. Glided out of view. Must have been about 5 or 6 feet off the ground. When they went to the area where they saw it, they found the footprints in broken trees. The guy wears a 10.5 shoe. He believes this guy's foot had to have been 16, 18 inches long. What we saw was big, and when it moved, it also glided. It was dark gray with brown hair. Couldn't make out its facial features from 100% away or 100 yards away. We were just too far away. Now, that was one of the more recent Bigfoot sightings in Missouri. Ooh. What are some of your conspiracies? Do you have any good ones from this area? Mike calling in. Hey, what's going on?
Are you talking about conspiracy theories?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and I don't believe a lot of that stuff. I think with people too much Kool-Aid, but I'll tell you something that happened to me that kind of minds me up, and I think Bigfoot is just all in people's head or UFOs and all that baloney. But I'll tell you something that might fit in with it. Here's what happened to me and my wife. I was home, and all of a sudden, I seen like this big shadow. Mm-hmm. Like, say, you and your wife, like, thought somebody's trying to get in. So I get up, go looking for it, way taller than me. And I said, what's that shadow? And my wife's laying with me. Then I go in there, looks like it's peeking in, and it disappears. And then later, I thought, man, it's gone. I thought it was crazy or something. And then my wife told me, she found out on YouTube, I didn't know this, there's people said about the shadow people, they call it.
Yeah, the shadow people. I've heard that one before.
Now, it sounds like I'm crazy, but you know what I'm talking about. But what happened, and I asked them, am I crazy or something? And somebody told me the only thing possible that may not exist, how would they see that? They said somebody could have a backlight, like say they're walking down the hall or whatever, they could have a backlight that shine their shadow bigger, and you think it's yours. But it sure scared me, I'll tell you that.
I know. How could you not believe the other stuff and have experienced something like that then?
It sounds nuts, but I don't believe in the shadow people, but they said, I guess the answer is probably they say, well, how would they see me? Like if you walk where I live, they say if you got a backlight, they would shine your shadow on my door.
Well, you saw the shadow inside the house, right? It wasn't something that was being
on the door, yes, on the apartment, yes.
Okay.
It scared me. It looked like they're peeking to rob someone. I went investigating and disappeared.
Oh, yeah. It's enough to worry you. You have a hard time sleeping after that.
Yeah, it sounds nuts. Have you ever seen one? Yeah, it sounds crazy.
Have not, but I've always just discounted it to my eyes playing tricks if I see something a little weird in the corner of my eye. I haven't seen anything directly.
Okay, the last thing, if you don't mind me saying this, now, you know, some people believe in ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
The real ghosts, I do not believe in ghosts at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about these ghost stories.
Yeah.
I'm not the preaching religion. I believe in the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. But all these other ghosts, I think, are just made-up stories. I do not believe in them.
Unless they're shadow people.
Oh, I think that's fake, but some people say that you two believe it.
Yeah, that's what I get it. All right, hey, thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ooh. Scott calling in over in Crystal City. Scott, what's going on?
Well, not much. How are you doing?
Good.
I just have I was never a believer in UFOs per se, you know, visitors from outer space or whatnot, but I was down at my mom's one time helping her watch kids. My sister was out of town, and I decided to dump the plastic into the recycle bin, and I saw something that you had described at the beginning of the show. It was big and triangular, had white and red lights, and was overhead. It was pretty high up, I guess, but it wasn't making any noise. I woke her up to come out and see it. Unfortunately, there was no phones, of course, at that time to use.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even think about it. And this thing sailed over this oak tree, which is about four houses down, up in the air, and then went way far away, about, I'm saying, like 30 miles or so. Then it was just a white light, and it hovered there. It didn't move. It didn't change shape. And we have no clue what that could have been. But and as far as your gold theory, you know, the arch or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember when I was younger, I heard that all the gold in California is in the bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. And I believe Larry Gatlin broke that story.
Oh, is that right? That's where it's
at.
No, I haven't heard that one either. Man, I haven't watched enough conspiracy videos. Maybe next time I get sick, I'll catch that one. So I want to go back to this UFO. What what time of night was it when you saw this thing?
It was about, not really that late, about 10:30
okay,
or so.
Definitely.
And I can't believe it wasn't printed in, we have the leader down here, Jefferson County leader, and the this thing didn't make a, hardly a sound at all, not even a sound, I don't believe. And it went off, and it had, you know, in Star Wars, those triangular ships that they had, the big ones, the you know, the TIE fighters or the whatever they were flew out of them.
No, I'm not a Star Wars guy, but I kind of.
Yeah, I never. I saw the one, the original, and they had those big triangular ships. This kind of what that looked like, but it didn't make a sound. It was about, if I had to guess. Taller than the arch, twice as tall as the arch, because went over this oak tree about three houses down, and then it moved kind of fast. She woke up and saw the back end of this thing, light.
What year was this again?
This was about 3 years ago.
3 years ago, okay.
Yeah, and I didn't tell anybody, because who the heck's going to believe you? You know, if you try to tell somebody about a UFO, they usually laugh at you, but she was adamant about it. She told everybody.
Well, what's so you said no one else saw it? Or someone else?
Not that I know of. It was never printed that somebody saw something unusual or I heard from somebody else. And I know for a fact what I saw.
Yeah.
And
you're convinced.
It was just, and being in the Navy and the military and seeing a lot of different aircraft and stuff. And, you know, you see some, like when they came out with the stealth fighter, the stealth bomber.
Yeah.
Seeing that for the first time, you knew it was a plane.
Yeah.
You know what, some kind of plane. You didn't think, oh my gosh, a UFO.
Right.
But I have never seen anything like what I saw that night. And I, like I said, I was just outside dumping out plastic into a recycle bin, and this thing was right overhead.
Well, do you ever go outside and just look up to see if you can find it again?
Sometimes now more than I used to, yeah.
You just to, get a rocking chair or something outside? You just kind of cut
blowers? No, I haven't gotten that far. I've sat on the porch before, and but I've never actively hunted down UFOs, you know, scanned the skies for UFOs.
So there's not a lot of light pollution there where you get a pretty good clear view of the sky from where you're at?
Really good clear view of the sky. And it wasn't cloudy at all, and I don't know what this thing was, but it moved like it was coming from Illinois over the rivers where we live at and going west.
Huh, interesting.
From the Mississippi River, yeah.
Yeah, on his way out. All right, so you're convinced you saw a UFO that night?
Totally convinced I saw a UFO. Not saying it's from outer space or anything, but it was an unidentified flying object.
See, that's the government's answer. That's what the government would say. Did they
well,
already get
sure,
to you?
I can understand them saying that, but who knows?
They already got to you, didn't they, Scott?
Yeah.
You've been compromised.
I'm one of their minions. Yeah.
You've been compromised. Uh-huh.
So anybody that calls tonight is just full of it.
Yeah. They already got to you, I can tell. All right, Scott.
They
good to hear from you.
Need to know. All right, you
thanks.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, as many times as I watch these videos, this is what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid I'm going to convince myself that this happens, and then it's almost like my brain one day will fill in the blanks for something, and as opposed to it logically going through and thinking about what it is, it just automatically defaults to the conspiracy theory, and there's no escaping it. Just too many videos to get to. All right, so coming up next, we saw some terrible icy roads across St. Louis this morning. AccuWeather's going to join us and give us an idea of what we're going to see again tonight, because they're calling for some more poor temperatures and poor conditions, I think mostly north of the city, but we're going to get the latest with them coming up, because really, if this affects your Monday morning drive, you're going to need to know KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. And with the weather the way it is, and as bad as it was this morning, are we going to see another repeat of that just in time for the start of your work week? AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Rindy, thank you so much for joining us live here on KMOX.
Hey, my pleasure. Nice to be here.
It was pretty messy here in St. Louis this morning. The ice came down. People were sliding off. There was like, I think the one report by a little afternoon, 111 reported accidents or something like that across the area. There was a lot. Yeah, it was very icy. I don't know where this ice
rain
came from.
Probably began an earlier, a little earlier than the people who arrived at church. Dang it.
Yeah. Well, what happened today, pretty much all the church services were canceled because of that.
And, oh, very good.
Yeah, even if the roads were salted, the parking lots were not. So it made it nearly impossible to try to get into this. And traveling was just a mess. They were closing the interstates down. So what we found out was that they tried to treat the roads, but it didn't matter in a time like this. I think they said that the way it was coming down is pretty much just washing away any of the treatment they were putting on. So with the way this came down, was it sleeting and then it froze? Or what was the, do you know what happened earlier today?
Yeah, yeah. It does look like it was just very cold to start. A little bit of sleet mixed in, a little bit of snow as well. And that is hard to overcome for a time, even with a little bit of, as you said, a little bit of product on the roads to help prevent the icing. So a cold start, and then just really, as you point out as well, it washes away a little bit. It didn't look all that heavy, but maybe just heavy enough to get everything slid to the side. And with the roads' temperatures still very cold from the day before and the night before that, you know, we're... It's really hard to manage that type of weather.
Yeah, and I'm not going to admit I'm a good person for doing this, but when I went let the dog out in the back, we have this patio, he immediately took about three steps, lost his footing, and slipped. And I laughed, and I couldn't help it. No, I wish it was. I mean, I'd have been playing that over and over. We would have handed that over to America's Funniest Home Videos. I thought it was hilarious. He did not. My dog did not think it was funny. So the second time he went out, he was much more careful. He learned from his mistake the first time around. All right.
Smart.
What are we going to see through the overnight? Are we going to see a repeat of that, or is there a chance of a repeat?
No, I think we're looking in pretty good shape as we move through the overnight hours. Temperatures in the mid-30s, pretty much going to hold steady, maybe even rise a little bit as we move through the early morning hours. So we're going to, I think we're looking in to be in pretty good shape for the Monday morning commute.
Oh, we were worried here if it was going to be another one of those days where everyone's going to have to work from home. They're going to have to cancel everything off. We've had enough of those days the last couple of weeks with as low as the temperatures were getting, 2 weeks ago, where we saw those bitterly cold temperatures. School were canceled for a couple of days there. And I thought, oh, great. Now they're going to miss another day because of the ice. But originally, I was looking at some of the forecasting. They were afraid that maybe north of the city it could get hit with something. But is that still the case?
I think you have to get pretty far north at this point. It looks like the storm system will stay fairly warm in and around the area. But maybe as you get toward the Iowa border, we're a little more dicey.
Yeah, so you got to go pretty far out before you start seeing something like that.
Yeah, I think you have to get pretty far up there for the rest of this this particular storm system.
So what's it going to take to see another one of those days? Is it just a couple of cold days in a row followed up with some rain?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And, I mean, we're not out of the woods by any means, given a look at the weather pattern going forward. I mean, we're going to see temperatures here for the next few days, mostly above freezing. Tomorrow night will drop below, but by Wednesday, back up into the 50s, Thursday into the 50s. So that'll feel pretty nice. Unfortunately, colder weather returns on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and each with the risk of some snow, at least on Friday. I think a better chance comes in next Sunday. So
yeah, what's up with that? We're going to get a 50-day here and there, a couple, and throw those in, then it gets right back down to cold.
Yeah, I mean, the pattern itself is just amazingly cold from west to east. We really don't have any particular area, maybe the southeast, that is above average. But everybody else, I mean, Seattle's had 8 inches of snow. That's well above average for their regular snowfall, and they're going to get another couple of events here this week. It's cold all the way down into Southern California. They're getting reports of snow in some of the lower mountains there, which is, again, not atypical, but it is unusual.
Well, who's the blame here? Is it Canada?
Oh, we always blame Canada for the cold.
Of course it is.
If we're going to build a wall, let's build one there and keep the cold out.
Yeah, how do we prevent that from happening? Is there any the secret meteorologist tricks you know to manipulate the weather that we can use?
I wish there were. I would make so much more money.
Weather manipulator, Matt Rindy.
Gosh.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Wedding planners alone would sign me up.
Be like the Godfather. They'd be coming in asking for favors. You know?
You bet.
So really, we're gonna see this up and down stuff, and this really throws off the averages. I like looking at a good average, but when you get these bitterly cold, and then you add a couple of warm days in, man, that throws everything off. That drives me crazy.
Average is average. Sometimes you have the warmer days. Sometimes you have the colder days, and Somewhere in the middle is where we usually end up.
Somewhere in the middle. Average is average.
Yeah.
Isn't that the saying of life?
Yes, right. Right.
Okay, so we're gonna get through this. I don't think that it's going to be too bad. My wife was always worried. She says, oh, you're going to get off the show later tonight, and she's going to be worried sick because, you know, driving through the ice, but I'm glad I'm not going to have to do that tonight.
No, I think you're in good shape.
Good. We're in good shape. Still, don't hot dog it, of course.
That's true on any given day.
Yeah. What's it like in Montana right now? The last update, there was some bitterly cold temperatures in Montana. It was still in the below zero range. I forgot what the city was called, but like northern Montana, there was a city.
Was it Havre?
No. I'm just curious.
Billings?
No.
It's below zero.
Is it still zero in Montana?
Well, yeah, below zero in Billings.
Mm.
Great Falls?
No.
Cutbank?
I wish I could remember. I don't know my geography enough to know all my cities. I know there was radio stations there, which has surprised me.
Yes.
It was far north. And I could look in a map and find it, but it doesn't matter. I was so worried about them. 20 below zero. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Feel terrible for those guys up there. All right, so don't hot dog it, but we're going to get a couple of warm days, but don't get used to it. By next weekend, it's just going to get cold again.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately.
All right, well, do you have any good news at least?
March is around the corner.
Did you get your Girl Scout cookie order in?
Oh, you bet I did.
All right, have they been delivered yet?
No.
No, I haven't seen them yet here either. That's the next thing. Well, at least we got that to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. Five boxes, baby.
You did five boxes for yourself?
Well, I got a family of four, so we'll split them up.
Okay. What kinds you get?
The Do-Si-Dos, Thin Mints, Troifles, and I can't remember the third one, the third one was called, or fourth one.
You did not get the Samoas?
No.
Those are the best ones.
Is that the one with the coconut?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I can't. I don't like the coconut.
Oh, geez. They're the only ones that I love. I can eat a box of those in one sitting, no problem.
Everything else I can as well, but not the Samoas. Just don't like coconut.
Matt.
I know.
I thought I knew you.
It's one of my few failings.
How's that? Yeah, when we get them in, I'll know, because we'll have the orders come through, and it's like the little bookies come through. They're gonna break your kneecaps if you don't pay up immediately. So I'll know. So Matt, we'll keep an eye out for those Girl Scout cookie boxes, and maybe the next time we talk, we'll be stuffing our face with them.
Yes, I hope so. That'd be great.
Matt Rindy, thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
All right, you're welcome.
AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Rindy joining us here on the Overnight America. Ah, the Girl Scout cookies. I love them. Yeah, police responded to 111 crashes in the St. Louis area due to the weather conditions earlier today. That was as of 3:30. The Missouri State Highway Patrol Troop C said there was 286 calls for service, 80 stranded vehicles, 111 crashes, and 12 injuries resulting from the icy road conditions. KMOV did a good write-up on this. Most of the roadways have been cleared by noon, and it was fine driving in today. I really didn't have an issue. It seemed like most people were still taking it easy. They weren't going crazy. Normally, my drive-in, you see people going about 20 over the speed limit. Only a few people did it this time. Not everyone, just a few people. So that was a good sign. Yay. Got a couple of other things I want to get to. I don't know if this is sad or not, but a spokesperson for Bill Cosby had a couple of statements about his stay in jail. I want to talk about that coming up. Maybe you can tell me if it's sad or not. This is Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back. I'm going through the list of who won the Grammys tonight. And really, the thing that everyone's talking about is Michelle Obama made an appearance, a surprise appearance. And, okay, I mean, the crowd went absolutely bananas. Like, they just went nuts when she came out with some other artists, Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Jennifer Lopez. And then there's someone else on the stage. I just don't know who it is. Because there's five of them there. They didn't name the other one. That's okay. You know, just going down the list, I'm so disconnected with pop music, it's not even funny because I don't recognize any of these people. But if you were to play, you know how like at the blues game where they have like a little meter, better get loud now, and there's like a little VU meter, which tries to measure how loud something is. And they said, not loud enough. And then, you know, people start clapping and the meter goes higher. If they would have had one of those meters at the Grammys, when Michelle Obama came out, the thing would have been off the charts. It probably would have broke. Had a little classical comedic breaking going through the edge. Apparently the place went nuts. All right, so best R&B album, Her. Don't know who that is. So if you really care about these things, I'm sure you don't, so I'm just going to read through them. Best country album, Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves. Never heard of her. Album of the year, Golden Hour, Kacey Musgraves. Never heard of her. I'm so disconnected. If someone's listening, and I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, how don't you know Kacey Musgraves? How do you not know? Record of the year, This Is America by Childish Gambino. Now, I do know that one because of the music video. And Childish Gambino was that actor that was on Community, which was a really good show. I know he's an actor on another show I haven't seen, but Song of the Year, This Is America, okay. Best New Artist, Dua Lipa? Never heard of him. Best Solo Performance, Joanne by Lady Gaga. I know who Lady Gaga is. I've never heard that song. Best Pop Vocal Album, Sweetener by Ariana Grande. See, I know who she is. I don't know what her music sounds like. I couldn't pick out. If you were to do almost like a lineup like they do at the police station, you were to play me five songs and I had to pick the Ariana Grande, I wouldn't be able to do it. Best Pop Duo was Shallow, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. I know it has to do with that one movie. Let's see. Best Rap Album, Invasion of Privacy, Cardi B. Couldn't tell you what anything's on that album. Best Rap Song, God's Plan. There's a bunch of artists on that one. Don't know that one. Best Country Song, Space Cowboy. Never heard of it. Best R&B Performance, Best Part. Nope, haven't heard of that one either. I'm just so disconnected from pop music anymore. It's not even funny. Oh, man. But, hey, at least I recognized Michelle Obama when she got up there and the place went nuts. I wonder if there's any audio of that. I'll see if I can find it. But this is what someone posted online. This is so stupid. I highlighted this just because of how dumb it was. But a person took a photo of them up on stage and wrote, "This is my Avengers." let's see. What did Michelle Obama say? From the Motown records I wore out on the South Side to the Who Run the World song that fueled me through the last decade, music has always helped me tell my story, Obama said as the crowd erupted in a standing ovation. And I know that's true for everyone here. Whether we like country or rap or rock, music helps us share ourselves, our dignity, our sorrows, our hopes, and joys. So this is pretty generic type of script, but just shows you how much pull she still has. You know what Drudge posted up on his site? When you go to the Drudge Report, it says, Michelle 2020, question mark. Is this her way of showing that, hey, she's still in the light? Maybe she will be running for office in 2020. Of course, they got to politicize everything. I don't think she is, but wouldn't that be something? It goes to show you, if she were to enter the ring, there'd be no chance. I mean, who else could compete with the Michelle Obama on the Democrat card? I mean, all of them are so in trouble if she were to run. You know, here's something else, too, during the Grammys. Pro-Trump singer Joy Villa arrived at the Grammys wearing her outfit, Build the Wall dress. It kind of looks like Pink Floyd's The Wall. It says Build the Wall. It's an outfit like that album cover art of Pink Floyd's The Wall. So it's black and white with like the white bricks. And on the one side, it says Build the Wall. And it has this, it's almost the same script as the Pink Floyd. She's wearing barbed wire neck, not quite of a necklace, but it's just kind of like, you know, it rests on her shoulders and kind of goes up in front. She's wearing something in her hair that's sticking out. I don't quite know what that is. And she also has a Make America Great Again purse that she was donning. Then she posted up on Twitter, I don't care about what anyone thinks. I 100% support the wall and our president. Do you want more drugs brought in? More illegal women getting sexually assaulted? More women being trafficked? Because I do not. That was, I guess she's done this the last couple of years. Singer Joy Villa. Haven't heard of her either. Oh, And real quick, Bill Cosby update. I know you're just really thinking to yourself, boy, I wish I can get a Bill Cosby update. I kind of feel bad for him a little bit now. Not that he's in jail. I don't feel bad about that portion of it. I feel bad that his wife and children haven't visited him. So a spokesperson for Bill Cosby said he's been moved to general population. He's at the Pennsylvania State Prison. His family only lives about 20 miles away. It's not that far. I mean, it's not like they're 800 miles away or something like that. Or, you know, 10,000 miles away. They live about 20 miles away. And his wife and their daughters have yet to visit. I kind of feel sad that no one, I wonder if they talk on the phone or maybe not. It says he doesn't want to have them in that environment. Why put them in that position to make it turn into something from a circus? Camilla Cosby made just one brief appearance at each of her husband's two criminal trials, and their three surviving daughters stayed away. I feel bad. I know he's blind and old and 81 years old, and he was having a hard time. He's got other people helping him get around in there, you know, people volunteering. I guess he's working on different materials and shows while he's in there, his creative process or whatever. But I feel bad. Like, so what happens when he gets out? It's like it's basically, I know eventually he'll get out before he dies. I mean, it's, you're looking at the prison sentence term. But when he gets out, you know, it's like you're going to go back and, you know, hey, thanks for visiting me. You're going to have a little bit of resentment maybe for that? Or are you just going to live separate lives at that point? I feel bad. I feel bad for that part. You know, as even though the crimes are there, it's just tough to be separated from family in that sense and to have them not visit. Mm. All right, coming up in the next hour, there's a Bob Costas ESPN segment that aired, and it's one of those E60 segments. It was really good. I haven't had a chance to watch the whole thing. I've seen the clips online, and we're going to play some of those too. And I found some classic Costas I want to play for you. Going through the KMOX archives, I think you're really going to like this. The classic Costas. And then I found a surprise Costas, an area where I thought I would never hear Bob Costas. We're going to play both of those from the KMOX archives coming up. I know it's a Sunday night, Monday morning. We're a little bit getting ready for the work week, so we'll wind it up next.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!